What were the other factors that had you concerned?
If I remember correctly, she had a poor nuclear grade was the other factor. We actually have started to have a little contest with our clinical fellows, and we asked them to predict the recurrence score when they see the tumor characteristics, and we also make our own predictions. And we've taught ourselves in just a very few cases that it is virtually impossible to predict the recurrence score, with, as you said, the exception of perhaps the HER2 overexpressors. But for most of the tumors, we've found that we've had a very, very difficult time predicting what the recurrence scores will be based on the classical tumor characteristics of size, grade, and so forth, or the degree of hormone receptor positivity. When we see those patients who have 80% 3+ ER positivity on their immunohistochemistry compared to those that have, say, only a 40% 3+ positivity, we can't see any correlation between the degree of estrogen receptor, except at the very, very far extremes, and the recurrence score. One area we have had a little difficulty is sometimes if the tumors are too small, half a centimeter, 7 millimeters, we sometimes, two or three times, have been unable to identify sufficient tumor on the block to be able to get a result. When that happens, we discuss the situation with the patient, but my experience has been that most of those patients elect, in fact, not to have chemotherapy with those very small subcentimeter tumors.